This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
And welcome to Leylink, here with Vasha and Tiana on Joy 94.9. We're so happy to be here tonight. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. I can never get it right.
It's all right. You've been doing really well lately.
Oh, okay.
That's the first time you've made
positive
a mistake. You've made a mistake in ages, so that's good.
How exciting. We've just learnt, of course, from the lovely people at Gay Newsweek about New Zealand passing the vote for marriage equality.
Well done, you Kiwis.
Yay!
You've got to say New Zealand.
New Zealand?
New Zealand. No?
I'm not even going to start because I have this whole thing that I do with the accent and I'm not even, no way, because then I'll be talking like that for the rest of the night.
That'd be funny. Remember we were discussing once we were going to talk about our show, we're going to do accents once during the show.
That's a bad idea.
I know.
What have we got coming up on the show tonight?
Well, we're going to talk about what the L word has taught us over the years.
Okay. Yes. Moving on.
This week, 16 years ago, Ellen DeGeneres officially came out. We're going to talk about her highs and lows.
That's actually really cool. I read some of the information that you sent across. It's very interesting.
Yes. She had a very interesting life.
Mm.
Went through a lot of dark patches.
And a lot of light patches.
Yes. And now she's on top of the world.
Yay. She is, of course, our Queen Bee, Miss Ellen. We're also going to be doing top 20 gay holiday destinations for 2013 and few more that we've thrown in there for fun, and the Melbourne events listing for this weekend.
Yes. Now, something that happened recently was that Qantas has launched a partnership with Emirates.
Yes, the airlines.
Hmm.
They are uniting.
They are.
And it basically means that a lot of flights that will be heading overseas from Australia flying Qantas will be flying into Dubai.
Yes. Well, the Australian government travel website, smarttraveller.gov.au, warns travellers that homosexual acts and sex outside of marriage were illegal in the United Arab Emirates. Yeah, I can get
that
out.
You'll get there eventually. So basically what they're saying is that if you are gay or get caught acting gay in Dubai, you could go to jail. It's illegal.
Yes, homosexual acts, so you've got to act gay. You can't just be gay.
But that's the thing, though, really. It's a very fine line, isn't it?
Yeah, so you've got to be very careful. There are certain destinations that you've got to be careful when you travel to those places about that. I'm reminded of Fiji is one of them.
Oh, really?
They're not very welcoming, that I've been told.
There goes that for a honeymoon idea.
Yes, and it'll be interesting to see how this partnership will affect our community.
Well, it will be, yeah, because, I mean, as soon as somebody decides to fly Qantas and they end up having a stopover in Dubai and they get arrested and put in jail for 10 years, you don't think that Australia's going to go a little bit psycho about it?
Probably.
It's going to get a really negative reaction.
Look, I think if you're just in transit, it's fine, but if you're going to stop over there or visit there, then yes, you may need to be a little bit careful.
But we're thinking like airline stopovers here, which can at times be a day, a night.
Oh, yeah.
You know, anything. So I think it's dangerous.
It is. I remember spending 8 hours in an airport once because my plane was getting repaired and I felt like, you know, Tom Hanks in that movie. I was like, I
love that movie.
I was ready to make a sculpture somewhere because I was so bored.
Who was in that movie with him? Was it Catherine Zeta-Jones?
It was, yes.
Yeah,
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
She's lovely. Anyway, so we sort of just wanted to know what you thought of this whole Qantas Emirates deal. Do you think it's smart or silly or whatever? But let us know on 0427JOY949 or email it onair@joy.org.au. Your feedback makes us whole.
It does. And, you know, it's just important because we're wanting Qantas to respond to the concerns to guarantee the safety of Australian citizens while travelling on our national carrier.
Like, I'm not expecting, you know, to rock up and tick the little box that says I'm gay and I get a free security guard. That would be nice, but that's not what I'm expecting. I'm expecting some kind of assurances that...
You're not Lady Gaga. There's nothing to happen.
In my head, I am. I'm just expecting that, you know, I can get some information, I can be assured that things are going to be okay, that it's, you know, going to be safe for us to be wandering around the airport. Not that I'm planning any, you know, near future trips to Dubai or anything, but I'm just saying, like, being that it's now a port, I guess you could say, for travel internationally, I think that they really should address that. Maybe they already have.
Hopefully they are. If anyone knows, please tell us.
Yes, do.
But, you know, if they aren't, well, maybe they should start addressing it, because it could cause cause someone in the community unwanted stress, and I'm sure there would be outcry in Australia if something happened.
Hmm. I mean, you know, as I said, I'm not planning any immediate international travel, but I'm sure that there are people out there that are.
I just think it's very important that, you know, before travelling overseas, just go to the smarttraveller.gov.au website, have a look there. They give you good tips and things like that, and they do tell you local laws that you may not be aware of. And just have a look before you're planning a holiday, just to see this website has been created for our protection so that we don't end up going into a war zone or something like that by accident, because it was a really cheap flight. But, you know, for these reasons, so just have a look. Spend that extra 10 minutes, have a look, type in the location you want to go to and see what our government is telling us.
Look, if you can go to smarttraveller.gov.au right now and find us a extremely weird law in a country that we may not have ever heard of before, let us know, because we find that stuff stimulating.
Really? Stimulating?
Just slightly. All right, send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email it onair@joy.org.au. You're with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link, and you're on Joy. And welcome back to Lay Link with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. If you head to joy.org.au right now, our program page will be on the side of the screen. It's a cute little black logo that my lovely fiancé made for us. It's very pretty.
It is. And we are slowly getting our podcast back up, because now the system is up and running and I've learned how to actually upload our podcast. So people who are waiting for them, they are arriving slowly. It just takes some time.
They're getting there.
I'm putting a few, there's a few up there already.
But we'll definitely let you know via our Facebook page, which you can find if you go to joy.org.au right now. And yeah, we'll let you know when they're up to date so that you can catch up if you've missed any in the last couple of weeks. Now, Basha, you just mentioned something before, hashtag DIY rainbow. And we're both enjoying the rainbow love.
Yeah, all over the world. I can see rainbow, you know, painted onto streets with people, you know, are doing that in commemoration of the sad loss that happened in Oxford Street in Sydney.
Yes, of course, the government in Sydney decided it would be a great idea to spend $30,000 ripping up the rainbow crossing because it was unsafe. I'm not really sure why they think it was unsafe, but anyway. So yes.
The reason they said it was unsafe is because I actually looked it up because I wanted to know what that term meant, and they said that because people were lying on it and taking photos.
As if people would lie on it and take photos when there wasn't a green crossing man.
But the funny thing is when you think of the famous crossing in London that the Beatles went across, that causes nothing but...
Abbey Road.
Yes.
Abbey Road,
that causes nothing but chaos over there, and drivers and people around there hate that crossing because people all try to recreate... the famous album cover by redoing the position in that, and they're of course blocking all the traffic. So that is an obvious, you know, obstruction to traffic and causing problems, but
yeah,
it's still there.
They're not going to remove it, are they?
No, it's still there.
Because it's an icon, as the rainbow crossing in Sydney was an icon. I don't want to get too involved in this topic because I may get ranty, but all I'm saying is hashtag DIY rainbow. Check it out if you've got Twitter, if you've got Facebook, if you've got Instagram, whatever. Google it. It'll pop up, I'm sure. But these amazing chalk rainbows are appearing all over the world, and it's beautiful.
It's great to feel the rainbow love.
I feel the rainbow love. I do. I feel it. It's nice. It's there.
Yes. And so yes. We want to talk about...
yes. I love how you end a topic with me by just going, yes. And anyway...
I need to get these topics done because we get distracted.
Sorry, okay.
And then we don't talk about them.
Okay.
And then we
all
have
right.
to let people wait for 6 weeks before we actually address them. So no, I'm going to cut you off.
It's not happening this time, I promise.
So I read an interesting post that was sent to me through BuzzFeed. It was called, What Did You Learn from the L Word?
What did you learn from the L Word?
Anyway, this post, I'll tell you about the post first. So the post was all about some of the writers who contribute to the website and just some general people discussing what they had got out of the L Word. And what I personally got out of the L Word was it was nice to see us on screen in a majority.
You
know?
Yes.
So lots of gay women all over the place. Yeah, you know, and I think it was sort of a nice, it was an interesting role. I guess you'd say interesting role models. Yes, they were all rich, attractive, successful women.
Not a problem with that.
I had no problem with that. You know, it was nice eye candy. It was great to watch. It was entertaining. I didn't find a lot of your stereotypical lesbians that on some television programs they do portray. They sort of omitted those type, which I thought was very nice. They tried to show another side. So I think they tried to show a more balanced side of the community, even though, yes, there was an obvious element. I don't remember very strong butch characters in the L word.
Really?
You know, but like really, you know, like sort of like the very, very strong.
Oh, okay, yeah, I get where you're coming from. I suppose
there were the soft
not.
Ones. There were soft butchers.
Yeah, well, okay, Tasha, for example. She had long hair, but army chick. Definitely butch.
Yeah, but, you know, when you sort of think, and here I'm going to not hopefully not offend anyone, but when I say, like, Diesel Dyke, you know, they weren't there, were they?
No, not necessarily.
They were there when they did the, when they went to the parade. So she was, you know, they were there.
Okay, well, what about the episode where Bette and Tina were getting their house renovated and one of the labourers working on the house was a very butch lady? She just didn't know it.
Okay, yes, but again, very minor characters. So they sort of came in and came out.
Well, then you've got to realise as well that this has to be profitable and it's got to be Hollywood and it's got to be painting a nice picture for the rest of the world. So it's not really that surprising that they didn't cover all aspects of the LGBTI community.
Okay, well, there you go. Sorry, I was just reading something that someone wrote in. Someone's just written in that the comment about Fiji is incorrect. Well, there you go. See, that's what I was told by a friend of mine that was in the travel industry. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
But that was a few years ago, so maybe it has been changed. But they're saying that it's actually very gay-friendly. So thank you for that. Okay.
Okay.
So
I take it back.
Back on the list.
Fiji is back on the honeymoon list. Thank you very much, lovely listener. Okay.
The other thing I liked about the L word was that we were introduced to a very strong trans character, which we don't have on television. So when I think of the rainbow, there are some elements that are missing within the rainbow on mainstream television. They are trying, I'll give them that. They're trying to put them in and they're putting in, you know, gay characters and bisexual characters and things like that. But they are missing the trans element, which I mean, think is...
One of the things we're really lacking is a current primetime soap opera with a main character whom is gay. That's what we're missing right now. I mean, I don't really think there is that out there, apart from Modern Family, for example.
Yes. I'm thinking, okay, Grey's Anatomy, there's the lesbian couple in that, but they're
Does
very limited.
Does anyone even watch that anymore?
They're very limited. I watched it the other night.
I got lost at around season 3 or something.
I was watching it the other night, but that's beside the point. It's very limited and they don't really show them interacting with each other in a sort of a natural way. So they're always in the hospital. It's not showing them naturally, you know.
It's drama.
It's really
it's
sweet.
Drama.
It's sweet kissing, you know.
Yeah.
They're not like making out and stuff. And it's like,
down.
But the other characters all over the place. And yeah. I'm like, why? That could win you viewers, but anyway.
Hmm.
Another thing was that recently I had an interesting talk with a friend of mine who is new to our whole community and wanted to experience and understand the community as at large. And I basically said, grab the L word.
You did.
I did. I said, whack them in and you'll learn a lot. I said, you'll learn a lot of lesbian terms.
That's valid, yeah.
So you'll know how when people make reference to certain types of lesbians, you know what they're talking about. Also in the real L word, you know, I'm thinking of terms such as, you know, the 100-footer and things like that, which maybe if you're not in the community, you may not know these terms, but it's nice to actually, sorry, that one always just sticks into my mind.
I'm like, I'm tearing up because I'm trying not to laugh so much. Anyway,
but,
go on.
You know, these kind of things and, you know, someone with no gaydar, you know, even I can pick those ones. It's like, so, you know, that's exciting.
You do have terrible gaydar.
I know. But anyway.
Anyway, so there's a list here. There's some things here that these people have learned. Yes?
What did you learn?
What I learned from the L word, I learned everything from the L word, seriously. Because for me, the L word started before I was even out of the closet. So it was kind of a situation of this show started on Channel 7, you know, it was at a bit of a later time slot. And for me, I was this young, impressionable, didn't really know much about the world or even my own sexuality. And this show started and I watched the first episode and I was hooked. And then I think they cancelled it or something happened or they moved it to a really late time slot and I wasn't allowed to watch it anymore.
Or they moved it to cable television.
Or my parents just weren't okay with me watching it because I was too young or whatever. But there was, I remember it being a lot of publicity about it when it was launched in Australia because it was so taboo. And it seems to be a really common theme for Channel 7 that if something gets enough feedback which is negative from all of the, you know, Bible-bashing people out there that don't appreciate looking at gay people, they will move it to a really late time slot.
Yes, that's true, but I found that in general, television has no patience for anything. So they'll put a show on once. If it doesn't rate well, that show is either dumped to one of their sister networks, or it's completely taken off the grid and then it's all of a sudden it appears at some bizarre hour. So, you know, this is a problem, and I don't think it has to do specifically with that. I think it has to do with they're not allowing us time to actually enjoy the program. And you know, it's not good. We need more strong gay characters out there. Come on.
We do. We definitely do. Well, I guess so. For me, back then, it was like I didn't get to watch it anymore. And then when I sort of started to, I guess you could say, toy with my sexuality and try and figure out who I was, that's when I started watching The L Word. And then I realised that there was a lot of things that I was already doing. And I still say to this day that I really was the last one to know that I was gay. Everybody knew first.
See, we're going to talk later about Ellen, and it's funny because I remember watching the coming out episode of Ellen, and I wasn't gay at that stage. Like, I didn't realise I was gay at that stage. And I watched it with this interest going, wow, this is really interesting. But nowhere in my head were alarm bells going, hello, hello, this is you.
This is you.
And I remember on certain programs around that time, they had a lot of gay characters and a lot of gay storylines because they were trying to explore this issue. And I remember watching them all being very interested, but again, nothing. It didn't spark anything. I just sat there going, oh, yeah, okay. And now I look back and go, oh, my God, seriously, seriously.
So, I mean, I know The L Word copped a lot of negative feedback about not portraying accurate characters and such, but if you've got anything you would like to share about the show, if you watched it or if you haven't watched it at all, please send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email it onair@joy.org.au. Basha?
Well, Mandy, our long-term listener.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Mandy. She's saying that The L Word taught her to love herself and to respect the female body. So, you know,
yeah.
Yes.
Because, you know, those ladies, they did have a lot of sass. And what they were doing was groundbreaking television.
It was. And it was just great to see. Remember when recently we were watching an L Word and I was sitting there drooling over Bette's wardrobe and you were like, seriously? Mm-hmm. But those women had some great clothes and some great style. And
they really did.
You know. And yes, there were flaws in the show. We will give it that. You know, it's not perfect. Nothing's perfect in the world. But for what it was great. And we just need something to fill that void.
We do. I agree. All right. Well, look, we are going to be back very, very shortly. You're listening to Basha and Tian. This is Lee Link and you're on Joy.
You're listening to the Sapphic Sisterhood, Basha and Tian, Lee Link, on Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to Lee Link. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email it onair@joy.org.au. Hey, we've been talking about what we learnt from The L Word, which turned out to not be much. And we were also talking about the Qantas deal that has some bit of issues over there. They've signed with Emirates.
Yes, how that may affect the community.
Hmm. Now, you've got some messages.
Yes, Nick sent us. Nick from Hawthorne, so one of your neighbours. He's got the man flu.
Oh,
I know.
Nick, I live in Hawthorne. If I knew where you lived, I might sort of maybe consider bringing you chicken soup.
Oh, isn't that nice? See?
I'm a nurturer.
I know you are.
That's what I do.
But he's enjoying listening to the show, so thank you.
Thank you, Nick. And get better.
Yes, get better. We're sending you love.
Garlic, honey, smush it all together.
We're not sending you that. But we're,
we're not sending you garlic and honey, no, but we are sending you love.
Yes.
Yes.
And hopefully good health.
Yes.
Now, 16 years ago today, or not today, but this week, Ellen came out. So the Time magazine came out with the lovely cover photo, which the statement just said, yep, I'm gay. And then the funny lady didn't work for 3 years after that.
Which is harsh.
It is very harsh. But then due to her talk show taking off and Finding Nemo, yay, which we love.
Finding Nemo.
Yes. This has resulted in her being, you know, one of the top stars in the world.
She's amazing.
She is.
She's got fans all over the joint.
She has, and I would have loved it if she'd been here longer than a few days, but that's okay. We understand. She's a busy woman.
Busy lady. Busy
that's
lady.
All right.
We won't take it personally. We're just going to cry into our pillows at night.
But when we think about... really?
No, not really.
Okay. When you think about... So, Ellen, you know, when you think about the fact that, you know, she's... Since the 80s, she's had her career. Sorry, I just...
I was like, are you going to get to a point?
I know.
Sometime?
I got lost. Sorry.
All right. Well, look, we have a timeline.
We do. So in 86, she made her Tonight Show debut. I was going to say 96, then I realised it's 86.
You're on fire.
I am on fire.
Go on.
Maybe I'm getting the man flu from Nick.
Oh, not good.
No, not good.
Radio, what would we call that?
Death? No, I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Calm down.
I lose my voice.
Or I could get a really sexy voice and, you know, the husky thing happening. Jesus. Anyway, we digress. So let's go back to 1986. Ellen made her debut on The Tonight Show. with Johnny Carson.
She was a comedy lady.
And he invited her onto the couch, which was, of course, the big thing back then when he did The Tonight Show. He'd invite the comedians that he found funny onto the couch. And that pretty much, she says that started her career.
Catapulted is the word she's used. Catapulted her career.
And then in 94 to 98, she had massive acclaim with her sitcom Ellen. And it was quite a funny, entertaining show. And then she decided that In the puppy episode, which aired in April 30th, 1997, she decided that her character, Ellen Morgan, would come out as being a lesbian. And the show then afterwards, this is quite funny, the show was suddenly receiving immense backlash, but that's not the funny part. The funny part is that before every episode, it contained a parental advisory warning.
And it was only renewed for one more season and cancelled after that.
Yeah, they canned it after that.
Meanie bums.
And then for 3 years after that, poor Ellen didn't work, and she's actually said very steep depression during that time, and I don't blame her because I think any one of us would have that. Being one of the first, you know, people to come out so openly, and just the fact that what everyone did to her and how they treated her was just horrible.
Hmm. So it was pretty interesting because in conjunction with the episode which aired on Ellen where her character came out, she also graced the cover of Time magazine with a cover and a signage which said, "Yep, I'm gay." And there was also an announcement on the Oprah Winfrey Show. How these things come around. It's funny.
Because Oprah was her therapist in the sitcom, so yes. Oprah did double
and now
things.
Ellen is better.
Yeah, but, okay, Oprah ruled the airways for, like, 20 years.
Okay, and Ellen will rule them for, like, 40.
Which is great, and I'm happy, you know, go for it. But, you know, no, I'm not saying that, but it's just funny that, yes, they tie in together, yes. They were trying to, she was trying to show
Moving
her support.
Moving on.
Okay, in 2001, Ellen tried to restart her career again with a sitcom called The Ellen Show, and that only ran for about a year, and it was sort of a failed attempt at her character being gay and not focusing on it, and it just didn't do very well.
Cancelled after one season.
Yeah.
Didn't work out. 4th of November 2001, it can be argued that DeGeneres' career resurgence began when she hosted the 2001 Primetime Emmy Awards less than 2 months after the September 11 terrorist attacks. The ceremony had been pushed back twice in response to the nation's somber mood, leaving DeGeneres with a big task on her hands. She came out with a pretty funny line.
And what was that?
She, during the monologue, so right at the start, she said, "What would bug the Taliban more than seeing a gay woman in a suit surrounded by Jews?" It's funny. Anyway, so she received widespread acclaim for her funny but delicate hosting job and inspired a new legion of fans to embrace her. There was love, Basha.
There was
love. What's next?
Well, the 15th of December 2001, she hosted Saturday Night Live.
She did.
Yes, and that was great. And then so 2003, you know, after hosting the Emmys and being on Saturday Night Live, she'd just had the role in Finding Nemo as Dory. And we can't wait for the new movie,
Finding Dory. Have you got any suspicions of what Finding Dory is going to be about? Because I think it's not going to be specifically about Finding Dory. I think it's going to be about Finding Dory's family. Because you remember how, like, at the start of Finding Nemo, how she was like, "Oh, yeah, my family, where are they?" She had no idea where they were.
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. I just can't wait to just see her in the characters and all that.
It's one of my favourite movies
ever. I know.
Ever.
I love that movie.
It's fantastic. Anyway, we're talking about Ellen DeGeneres. It's been 16 years this week since she came out of the closet, flew out of the closet on national television over in the US. So if you've got something to share, send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. We can bash on about this for another 2 minutes if you like.
Oh, yeah. Look, in September 2003, the Ellen DeGeneres show premiered and it was an instant success. And since that time, she has received, the show has won 32 Emmys.
32
Emmys.
Jeez.
That's fabulous, considering the show hasn't been running for that long. That's a lot of Emmys.
That's a lot of Emmys. She could, like, have a whole room just for the Emmys.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
And
it's pretty funny.
In 25th of February 2007, she hosted the Oscar Awards.
Mm.
And I remember that because that's where she came out in the duck dress. For Björk.
Björk's duck dress. Oh, yeah.
That was so funny. that still cracks me up to this day.
Highlights. Moving on, 16th of August 2008, just DeGeneres wed actress Portia de Rossi, girlfriend of 4 years, during California's brief overturn of Prop 8. The marriage was ruled valid, and de Rossi has since changed her legal name to Portia Lee James DeGeneres. Do you know I didn't know that?
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
We learn new things every day. 2010, in an unexpected turn, DeGeneres joined the judges' table for the 9th season of American Idol, replacing Paula Abdul. And seriously, I watched it with Paula Abdul and she's so annoying. The noises she would do were so irritating.
I don't know. I didn't really watch the Idol things. But anyway.
Her stint on the show was met with mixed reactions. DeGeneres left Idol the following year, saying it didn't feel like the right fit. Good on her. DeGeneres was named the number 10 most powerful women in the world by Forbes. Today, the magazine cites her new worth as $53 million and ranks her 34th most powerful celebrity.
Yeah, and she's probably rising. But that's great.
Probably rising.
November 2011, Secretary of State then, Hillary Clinton, named DeGeneres a special...
Envoy, yes,
for global AIDS awareness.
Mm. And last but not least, April 2013, DeGeneres announced on her talk show that Finding Dory, a sequel to Finding Nemo, would hit theatres November 25th, 2015, as we just said before. And I am so excited.
So am I, but I can't believe it's so long away.
Yeah. All right, look, you've been listening to Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. This is our show, Leylink. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email it onair@joy.org.au. We'll be back. Welcome back to Leylink. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email it onair@joy.org.au. We've been talking about the lovely gay lady Ellen. We've been talking about what we learned from the real L word, which turned out to not be much at all. And we're also talking about Qantas signing their new deal with Emirates and how that could possibly negatively affect the LGBTIQ community. And now,
well, we were going to talk about the top 20 gay holiday destinations, but I looked through the list and I went, you know what? I don't like the list.
We can do better.
So I found another list. It's only 10. Yay.
Okay. Well, there's 10, but then there's a follow-up 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then okay. There's a few that we added just for good measure.
For fun. So number 1 on your top gay destinations.
Well, top 10 lesbian holiday destinations. The Greek island hopping.
Greek island hopping is always entertaining. Have you been to the Greek islands?
No, I haven't.
Oh, boo on you.
I know. Have you?
Well, I did go to one. I spent some time in Athens, which isn't really an island, is an island. And then I jumped on a ferry and I went across to a delightful little island called Poros.
Okay. So no Mykonos?
No Mykonos.
No Lesbos?
No Lesbos.
Oh.
At that stage, I was not a Lesbos myself.
Oh, see.
I was quite young. Okay, now, of course, number 2 on the list. I mean, Greek island hopping is fantastic, but there are other options.
Thailand. Have you been there?
I have been to Thailand.
So have I.
It's beautiful.
It is nice.
I love Thailand.
It's a great place. Number 3 is Amsterdam.
I have been to Amsterdam too. I had a really great time. I just don't remember any of it.
See, Amsterdam, I spent 6 hours at the airport.
Yeah, at least you think you did.
No, I did.
Okay, well, there you go. Why'd you do that? Why'd you do that?
I was waiting for a connecting flight.
Okay. Well, that must have been awesome.
That was great.
To give Amsterdam some credit, though, it does say here, it's famously liberal. Amsterdam has always had a thriving gay scene and can provide a wonderfully diverse holiday destination, which is really true. Wonderfully diverse. If you're just staying in your hotel in one room, not doing anything, it can be extremely diverse for you.
Well, especially if you go to the cafes.
Yes. Moving on.
So
Goa.
Goa. No, I haven't been there. Have you been there?
No, no idea.
California.
Rhymes with Boa.
Oh, God. Help us. California.
California.
California. Have you been there?
Well, yeah, technically speaking, I flew in.
Okay.
To LA. I walked around a bit in LA, but that's all that I've seen of California. I wanted to go and check out West Hollywood,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, because gay Mecca. Cool.
Yeah, of course, you know, we have to all go there.
I reckon I would like to check out more of California.
The next one on the list cracks me up, Brighton.
Brighton.
The UK. And I have been to Brighton.
The United Kingdom. Brighton.
It's a lovely United place.
Lots of LGBTIQ people, so it has to make the top 10. Legends Hotel and Bar overlooking the main pier is a large, friendly gay hotel and provides very reasonable accommodation, which includes breakfast. Amazing. Ibiza.
Yes, I've been there.
Why do you say Ibiza?
Because that's how you say it in Europe.
Isn't it Ibiza?
That's how Aussies say it.
Oh.
But in Europe you say Ibiza.
That's all right. I'm Australian.
You say, yeah, I know. But the first time I said to people I've been to Ibiza, they didn't know what I meant.
Yeah.
And they're like, Ibiza.
You've been to where?
And I went, what? And then I went, oh, is that what you're saying? Okay.
No, I always thought it was Ibiza. If someone can please confirm whether it was Ibiza or Ibiza, that would be fantastic.
It depends on, as I said, it's different pronunciation.
Yeah, sure. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email it onair@joy.org.au. We do love your feedback.
It is an interesting place to go and a lot of nightlife.
Yes. Plenty of gay bars.
Yes, there are.
Mm. Next?
New York.
New York, New York. That's not even how that goes, is it? Anyway.
No.
Other birthplace of Harvey Milk, the Scissor Sisters, and Lindsay Lohan. New York is cool and classy with a substantial slash of camp. It sounds pretty cool. I've been to New York.
Yes. Have you?
Yes, it was
lovely.
Did you go to
the Henrietta Hudson evening?
No.
No?
No. Didn't see anything even remotely
gay and lesbian
in New York. But, you know, I wasn't really in that mindset back then.
Okay.
This is like 17-year-old Tian that we're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't...
Yeah, I was a baby.
I was going to say, I can't even think of you at that age. But, yeah, okay. All right. And the last one on the list is, of course, Gran Canaria. So the Canary Islands. Gran Canaria.
I'm so glad you clarified because I have no idea where that is or what you were talking about. But it sounds really pretty.
It is a very pretty place. It is lovely. It is very, very gay friendly. I went there and I remember walking from one town to the next town along the beach, and you walk along the section which has the nudist beach, and then you walk along the next section and it's the male only nudist beach.
Oh, lovely.
And lesbians walking down that particular point of, you know, it's just difficult because you just don't know where to look. It's like, let's look at the water. No, let's
awkward.
Not. Let's look at the beach volleyball. No, they should not be playing beach volleyball at that age. Let's look at people's sun. No, let's look at the sun. Then you start walking into people. So, yes, but it is a great place and it is very gay friendly and they do have a lot of nightlife there. They do a lot of great drag shows there. I remember going and seeing quite a few fabulous drag shows there and, yes, great place.
Okay, what's next on the list?
Well, the other list we have, of course, is Sydney.
Sydney!
Because you can't go past gay Sydney.
Of course. That would just be criminal.
Vancouver.
You know, I have travelled to Vancouver and I love it. It's a really beautiful city.
Okay.
It's really pretty.
I rode a bike
around Vancouver. It was really nice. Yeah. Really, really nice.
We've got San Francisco again.
San Francisco. So popular.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Mm.
I didn't expect that to be on there.
I didn't expect that to be on the list either. Mm. Maybe we should have read the list.
What does it say about Cape Town? World's number two gay capital. Who'd have thunk it? With a plenty of gay-friendly accommodation, gay pride festivals, and a very lively party scene. Well, one of the top times to visit is December for the Mother City Queer Project Festival.
Well, there we go.
There you go.
And, of course, Rio de Janeiro.
Which is like party town, basically, isn't it?
And the other ones that we added to the list, of course, were Dinah.
Dinah.
And you mentioned earlier Dalesford.
Dalesford? Yeah, you got to go to Dalesford. That's our second Aussie, you know, gay destination, Dalesford.
I think where we all go to retire.
The map is in rainbow colours in that place, trust me. Visit joy.org.au right now. So if you check it out, you can find us on Facebook. And the events listing with all of the links to the events on Facebook will be on there too. It's complicated, but that's where it is.
And yes, so we've had a very interesting show speaking about, of course, the Queen Ellen DeGeneres, who 16 years ago this week came out. What we learned from the real L word.
Which was not much.
Oh, you know, we learned a bit. I think we learned confidence. I think that's what we learned. And just role models. I think just to see ourselves or, you know, people like us on screen is just nice.
Well, I will give you that, even if it is that only.
And of course, holiday destinations.
Hmm. Everybody loves those. And, of course, your events listing, which, as we said, you can find on our Facebook page right now if you go and check it out. Basha, have you got something to share?
Well, we've got a caller. Yes, they've just sent us a message that she rang in reception. Catherine really related to Ellen DeGeneres' coming out. She said it was really empowering for her to see, and she says that she could really relate to her as a woman. So there you go.
Oh, thank you.
Yes,
I love it when people share because I realise that we're not just talking to each other.
No. And I think that's the end of our show.
That is the end of our show. Look, we'll be back Wednesday next week from 8 p.m. as per usual. So please join us. Please bring your friends. Like, we like it when people listen.
Yes, you've been listening to Lay Link.
With Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.